And we'll be in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20 and 21. So we'll get these passed out and then get started in the lesson tonight. Certainly always good to be in the Lord's house and be present with Him and He in our presence, our midst. And thank Him for the good liberty this morning in preaching on the virgin birth. So if you would take your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 20 and verse number 21. In these next verses here, we have just a verse per person on 20, 21, and 22. And of course, in order to develop the message, you have to go back to the book of Genesis to get all the details, and especially the things that are mentioned here in Hebrews chapter 11. It does not have anything to do with the life, but has to do with the end of their life and the blessing that was given out by these patriarchs. We began some 10 or 11 weeks ago studying Hebrews chapter 11. We're trying to take verse by verse, person by person, as they are listed here in the scriptures. And you'll notice that there are 40 verses, and we're down through verse number 20. So we are halfway through the passage tonight, and then there are other heroes that are mentioned, not a lot said about them, and we'll be putting many of those together, as even we did tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20 says, "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff." We'll go ahead and read verse 22. "By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones." In these verses that we have read thus far, we find that all of Hebrews 11 is concerned with the great subject of faith, how that we are commanded to live by faith. And these men and women that are mentioned in these verses give us examples of those that did things out of the ordinary, things that were miraculous. Many things happened to them that were miraculous by the Lord, and it was all a result of their faith. And this, after this, we just finished up the second section upon Abraham. Abraham had two different things, studies upon Abraham. And then right in between that, we had Abraham's wife Sarah. But after we finished, having finished the one upon Abraham, the writer of Hebrews gives brief comments about these three men. They're very important men in the Scripture, but the writer here just focuses upon the things that happened at the end of their life. Those things that demonstrated great faith as they were leaving this world and going to the world that was ahead of them. We have Joseph, Jacob, and Isaac. Isaac, the patriarch, gives his blessing upon Jacob and Esau. Jacob gives his blessing upon Israel and those around as he was dying. And then Joseph gives instructions to the Israelites concerning what was to take place with his body and with his bones. As they were in the land of Egypt, he did not want to have his body to remain in Egypt, so he gives them instruction. And all that was in faith, knowing and believing that God would deliver them, that God would do something somewhere in the future. And he leaves instruction telling them as that happens for them to remove his bones from Egypt and to carry them to the land of Israel. Here tonight we focus upon Isaac and then also upon Jacob, his blessings upon two sons, each blessing being very different, different in context, different in portion and proportion as what the Lord gave to him. The Bible says, "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come." Here we find that we see the progression of the history of Israel and the history of God's people. We now have moved out of the life of Abraham. And last week we were studying concerning the offering of Isaac as just a young man upon the mountain, and how that the ram was caught in the thicket and Isaac was released, and the substitute was killed representing the Lord Jesus Christ. And now in just a verse of Scripture, we move from that portion of Isaac's life. Nothing in Hebrews is said about anything else about Isaac. And now we come to his blessings upon his children. And of course, we know that Isaac and Rebekah had two children. They were twins, Jacob and Esau. The prophecy had been given concerning those, and the faith that was given here from Isaac, how that he blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. We have the blessing that is that which was given to Abraham, how that he would bless his children, and how that the older would serve the younger. And of course, we know as the boys were born, the twins, Esau being the oldest, Jacob being the youngest, and God's plan was for Jacob to be the patriarch, that Jacob would be the one that would be blessed. And we find that Isaac proclaimed that blessing upon Jacob, and there's a lot of details that we will not go into tonight with that story. We know the story of Jacob, how that he was a surplanter. He was a trickster, and he would do things that would get it to working according to his way. And to a certain extent, Isaac also. And so we have here the Scripture tells us that Jacob, or that Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, and he did that by faith. It is his faith that enabled him to have the blessings upon his son, because faith is always the avenue that God uses to have blessing upon us, and how God that blesses each of us, and how that by faith we can bless others, and we can have that process in our life. So there are many people that believe the greatest blessing you have is to have finances and to have money and to have all the things the world has to offer, but certainly that is not the most important thing in a person's life. The most important thing in my life and your life is our faith in the Lord, and our faith that can be expressed to others that are around us. I put here under number two, letter C, it says, faith will not show up as an asset in your will for your heirs, but it can show up in our life and make a bigger impact than anything else that we will ever leave in our will. What we do and how we live for the Lord and the things that we do have an impact upon those around us, and that is the power of faith, and the power that God gives us to be a faithful child of God, to be a person that would live for the Lord and serve. And so the Scripture here says that Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And so we find here this was the premium of all the blessings of those things that were yet ahead. Of course, we know that how that God had worked in the life of Isaac, delivering him, and now God has given him a family. And the Bible tells us very clearly that this family was one that the mother sort of lent herself to one boy, and Isaac was sort of partial to the other boy, and how that through their actions sometimes brought about controversy. But the power of faith upon the lives of an individual is that which is more important than anything else that we have to offer. The greatest thing that we can offer our children and our grandchildren, the greatest thing we can offer our husbands and wives, the greatest thing we can offer those around us is the expression that we believe God, that we trust in the things of the Lord, and the Scriptures give to us the answers to our questions, and we just by faith believe. And so this 11th chapter of Hebrews is a faith chapter, in that these folks believed God, and they worked and they moved and they did all that they did because of their great faith in the Lord. That's the power of faith, is to do things that God would have you to do. By faith, Isaac blessed. He blessed his sons. He gave them the portion of blessing, and it worked out just like God said it would work, even though Jacob used some trickery and Jacob used some conniving to get the blessing, but it was still all in the process of the will of God, for God had told Isaac and Rebekah how that the older would be the one that would serve the younger. And of course, when the twins were born, Esau was born first, the older, and then Jacob was second in that birth. Verse number 20 that we read, we here find the premium of faith. It was a premium blessing. It was a promise of things to come. The more that we look at the Scripture, the more that we look at the Word of God, we realize there are things out there in the future that are more important than what we might have first realized. And Jacob blessed his sons concerning the things to come. Now, I doubt very seriously that Jacob understood that what he was doing had a far-reaching effect even unto hundreds of years afterward. I doubt very seriously that Isaac understood that when he blessed Jacob and blessed Esau and gave them a different portion of blessing, how that he was giving forth a promise of a deliverer through the seed of Jacob. And of course, we know that out of Jacob came the tribes of Israel, and those tribes became the people of God. They became the nation of Israel, and God had blessed and God had honored His word to them. But when Isaac gave this blessing to Jacob, he said, and he gave him promise of things that were to come, and Christ, of course, being that premium of all blessings and all things that would be before, because now we're in the very seed part, we're in the very beginning of the nation of Israel, not even becoming a nation as yet, and it's just a family, Abraham and Sarah, you have Isaac and Rebekah, you have the two boys. And then when Jacob comes along, God renames him Israel. He has his children, and he puts some of the children of Joseph in with his blessing. And out of that family comes what we know of today as the Jew, as the nation of Israel. And so when Isaac blessed, and when Isaac gave forth these words that we'll be looking at in the book of Genesis, we'll find that there was a premium there, and there was the work of the Lord was going to be done, and the message of God was going to be given, and was going to be performed just like the Lord had ordered it to be done. Now turn back, if you would, to the book of Genesis. You cannot study Hebrews 11 without studying the book of Genesis and most of these characters. In Genesis chapter number 27. We have here the occurrence of what's called the stolen blessing. Now, you do remember that Jacob and Esau were totally different types of people. And they had different ways of life. And they were just different. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 27, verse number 1, it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old, and I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons and thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take some venison, and make a savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Now here is the plan of Isaac. He is going to bless his elder son. And we know the process in the Old Testament that the elder son was always the one that received the greater blessing. He was the one to be the next leader of the family. He was the one that's going to be the head of the family. Only problem is God had already told them that it was going to be the younger son that was going to be the one that was overseeing. And God had blessed the promise to the younger in Genesis chapter 25 and verse number 19. It says, These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old. He took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel of the Syrian, Padanaram, and the sister of Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah his wife conceived, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, now notice what God says to Rebekah. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger." So here's the prophecy that God gave to Rebekah when she was with child, and when those children were in her womb. And God says, there's two nations within you, and when they're born, they're going to form two groups of people. And what is interesting in this part is that God, in the very last statement there, he said the younger or the older is going to serve the younger. That was totally opposite of what normally was given. And so here we find that God had told Isaac and told Rebekah, this is how it was going to be. And so in the process of time now, 40 years old, when he takes Rebekah to wife, they have these two children. And now when we read in Genesis 27, it comes to pass that Isaac now is old. Time has passed by. He's old. His eyesight is gone. He is very feeble. And he was the father that loved Esau. And Rebekah is the one that loved Jacob. And Isaac, understanding the promise that God had given, he is going to sort of manipulate now. And he says, "I'm old, and so Esau, I want you to go out, and I want you to kill some meat, some venison." There's another passage of Scripture that he loved venison. He loved the meat that Esau got for him. And so he has connived a system of way that he is going to put the family blessing up on Esau, when God says it's not going to be on the older, it's going to be on the younger. And so Isaac's problem here was a problem of flesh, what he desired, what he wanted. But when he blessed them, we know the story, that, and we're not going to take time to read all this, how that the blessing, as far as men were concerned, was stolen. But Isaac's problem was a flesh problem. He desired for his blessing to be up on Esau. And you know, flesh is always a problem when it comes to faith. Anytime we deal in faith and believing God, this old flesh rises up and rebels against faith. Flesh says, "I want to understand it." Faith says, "I don't have to understand it." The flesh says, "I need to be able to touch it and handle it and make sure." But faith, we can see it afar off. As Abraham looked for a city that was afar off, and he believed God. But the flesh always gets in the way, and this is what happened to Isaac. And he now has connived this way, and he goes and gets his son to go out and kill the venison so that he can give him the blessing. The Bible says in Genesis 25 and verse 27, the boars grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. They were different. Two nations, two people, two young men. They grow. One's a hunter. One goes out and hunts and kills, and he's an outdoorsman. But Jacob is just a plain individual person that tends to things, and so they are different. It says in verse number 28, "And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field and was faint." And of course, we know the story there, how that Jacob stole the birthright of Esau. And all this was, even though it was by trickery, that they got ahead of God and they got ahead of the Lord. I don't know how it would have worked out in God's plan, but even though Jacob always took over and Jacob would do his conniving and trickery, God would use it that he would be the one that would receive the blessing. Isaac tried to override the will of God and said, "I'm going to do this before I die. I'm old, And so Esau, you go out and you go kill me some venison, and I'll put upon you the blessing. Verse number 33 of Genesis 27 says, "And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed." Now in verse number 33, Isaac understands that he has blessed the wrong boy as far as he was concerned. But the statement that he made here, "I have blessed him and he shall be blessed." That is the blessing that Isaac gave to Jacob. He was tricked again. Of course, Rebekah and Jacob got together how that they could fool Isaac, and because he could not see, and and he puts the skins on his arms, and when Isaac feels the arms of his son Esau, Jacob, he thinks it's Esau, and he gives him a blessing, and that is the story here concerning this blessing. Esau, who had stole the birthright, now he hates his brother, and he sold his birthright. He hates his brother because the blessing that Isaac puts upon his brother Jacob. Look in chapter 27 and verse number 38. Genesis 27, verse number 38. "And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing? You've blessed Jacob. It was my blessing. Do you just have one?" And he says, "My father, bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be in the fatness of the earth and the dew of the heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." And the words of Esau, her elder son, was told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, in Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day?" And Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heath. If Jacob have taken a wife of Heath, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me?" So here we find that even in the trickery and the conniving of Jacob, it tells us here that Isaac, by faith, is a faith not seen as much as maybe should have been, but by faith he blessed Jacob of things to come. He blessed both of them. This is what it's going to be. Jacob is going to be the stronger. Esau is going to serve, and that was in total connection with what God had told them. Now, in verse number 21 of Hebrews chapter 11, now we move to Jacob. And the scripture here skips all the life of Jacob and comes down to, again, the end of his life. And it says, "By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff." By faith, Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph. Jacob did not start out with a noble life. But the longer he lived, the better he lived. The more God dealt with Jacob, the more God used him, the more God was able to mold and make Jacob into the man that he should have been and God wanted to be. And the longer he lived, the better he lived. And he became one of the great heroes of faith. He is listed here in Hebrews chapter 11 as giving a blessing to Joseph's two sons, or two of Joseph's sons. We find that the Bible tells us in Genesis 48. Now turn over back again to Genesis chapter number 48. Time has passed on, and Joseph now, Jacob now is old. In Genesis chapter 48 and verse number 1, it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Now the Bible says here that Joseph was sick. The word sick there means that he was coming to a point of his life of dying. It wasn't necessarily a sickness as such or a disease, but his life was coming to an end. Now, the days of his time were just about over. We know the story of Jacob, how that he had sons and how that they had put Joseph in the pit. The sons of Jacob hated Joseph, and we know the story how he was carried by the Midians and ended up in Potiphar's house there in Egypt. We find he ended up in prison. Now we find he's in the palace. God has worked in Joseph's life tremendously. And he is second in command in the land of Egypt. And we know the story how that the brothers and the father Jacob they move to the land of Goshen. They come there to Egypt to be cared for and to be protected by their brother Joseph. Now, Joseph is told that his father is sick, and he comes to give a blessing. In chapter number 48 of Genesis, Joseph's boys are blessed. In chapter 49, we have the blessing explained. In chapter 49, we have the command concerning his burial. And so we find that Jacob now is old, and he brings Joseph before him, and Joseph brings two of his sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Here is the possession of faith. He blessed the sons of Joseph. Now the sons of Joseph is important because they become two of the 12 tribes of Israel. They are given, Joseph's family is given that double portion. He gets the blessing, two of his sons get the blessing that is given to them by Jacob. And chapter 48 and verse number 5, it says, "And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine." Now here we find Jacob literally taking possession of the two sons of Joseph. In doing that, he said, "They are my sons, just like Reuben. They are just as much my sons as Reuben and Simeon." And he says, "I want to take them and I'm going to bless them." And by faith, Jacob does this, realizing and knowing that he recognizes these boys as equal to all of his other children. The important part of that is that they were going to be blessed. Joseph's family is going to be blessed twice, in him and in two of his children. They are counted as a tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh. When you hear and you read in the scripture later on in the Chronicles and the other books of the Bible, you'll find Ephraim and Manasseh listed with the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes are the 12 sons of Jacob, who became the 12 tribes of Israel. They have the same blessing. They have the same treatment as did his own children. And they recognize that Moses even selected out of that tribe to assist in the numbering of the people. They were counted, and they counted the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh. When they sent the spies out to spy out the land, they took people from those tribes. And it all showed that this is part of my family. This is the part. And by faith, Jacob did that, blessed those children and blessed those men in numbering them and giving them a special, special place. In Genesis chapter 48 and verse number 10, he says, "Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see." Now Israel there is Jacob. Jacob's name has been changed. "So the eyes of Jacob," or Israel, "were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, 'I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God has showed me also thy seed.'" Jacob really thought that he would never see Joseph again. When they sold him into captivity, into bondage, and they told him, of course, he had the coat of many colors, and they bring the coat back to him, and they have it all stained with blood, and they tell him that an animal has destroyed him, and he said, "I never thought I would see you, much less your seed, much less your children." And what he was saying here said, "much less my grandchildren." And so he looks upon them, and he says unto Joseph, "I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God has showed me also thy seed." The Bible says he kissed them, he embraced them, and then in verse number 12, "And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the ground." So here is a respect given unto his father, and by faith it is given to us that Jacob blessed these children. There in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 21, "By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph." These sons of Joseph were those that were born in Egypt. And he blessed them. He made them his own children. And the Bible says, "Blessed the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff." The pronouncement here of faith is that he blessed. Notice in chapter 48 of Genesis, verse number 15 and verse number 16. "And he blessed Joseph." This is Israel or Jacob doing this. "And he blessed Joseph and said, 'God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, and the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow in the multitude in the midst of the earth.' And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him." And then it tells us there, goes on with another story concerning the blessing upon these two boys. And so here's the pronouncement. Jacob said, "Here is the source of my blessing. It is God." The source of our blessing tonight is God. He is the one that is our fellowship. He is the one that is faithful to us. He is the one that forgives us. And we notice here when Jacob is talking, Israel is talking, he says there in verse number 15, he says, "God, before whom my father Abraham and Isaac did walk." We walk with God. There is faith. He says, "Not only that, the God which fed me all my life." There's the substance. There's God helping and God delivering, the faithfulness to us. And then he says, "The angel that has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, Ephraim and Manasseh." Bless the blessing upon those two sons that they would grow into a multitude. And verse number 20, "And he blessed them that day, saying, 'In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh.' And he said, 'Ephraim before Manasseh.' And Israel said to Joseph, 'Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again into the land of your father. Moreover, I have given unto thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of Amorite, with my sword and with my bow. Joseph got two blessings. He got his own birth blessing as a child, as a son of Jacob, and now two sons of Joseph have the same blessing. They are literally adopted into that family, and they become a part of the tribes of Israel, the people of God that would later become the nation of Israel. And the Bible says he worshiped. He believed God. He knew God had done wonderful things in his life. And he says, I bless the lads. And they are blessed with the blessing of God. He worshiped. He is willing to lean upon the top of his staff. That meant he was weak. He didn't have a lot of strength. And I put there, it's sort of like us saying we go to church in a wheelchair. We do not have our own strength. And he leaned upon his staff and he continually blessed and worshiped God. And so the scripture tells us in Hebrews, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, he was coming to the end of his life. When he was dying, he blessed the two sons of Joseph. And that is so very important because that later on they would be two of the main tribes of the people of Israel, and they would be blessed of God just as the children of Israel or the children of Jacob were blessed as being his sons. And so they are listed here that what they did at the end of their life. A lot of things can be said about Isaac. A lot of things can be said about Jacob. That's given to us in the book of Genesis. But the writer of Hebrews points out these things that they did by faith as they were dying. You see, we can have living faith. Thank God for that. But I'm glad also we can have dying faith. We can have faith that make us believe and make us serve. Even when we're old, even when we're not able to do as maybe we should, could have done earlier, and life is gone from us and strength departs from us, we can still live by faith, still serve God, and still do what he would have us. We can worship the Lord. It doesn't have to be a strong person to worship, just a faithful person. It doesn't have to be someone who has a lot of material things, just someone that's willing to give themselves and their heart to the work of God, to worship the Lord and to serve him. The next passage that we look at here in Hebrews 11 talks about Joseph, something that he commanded in the end of his life. A lot of things can be told on Joseph. A lot of things can be given about him. But here again, the writer of Hebrews, I believe the Apostle Paul, he picks out something and puts him in this thing of list of faithful men that he did when he was dying. And he said, don't leave my bones in Egypt. You see, he said that by faith because he knew they were coming out. He knew they would not stay there. And by faith, he said, when you leave, not if you leave, but when you leave, take me with you. So may God help us to live by faith as these folks did. And I know tonight's lesson is a little bit different than some of the others, not as much detail, not as much scripture there as some of the others here in Hebrews. But God used this to begin to formulate a nation that is called, not called Jacob, but called Israel. And we have that nation upon our earth tonight because of what we saw here, the blessings of God. Started out with just a family. The family grew and became a great, great nation. Let's stand together tonight and thank the Lord for his blessings. I pray that you will have a wonderful holiday, a wonderful Christmas, and that God will do for us those things that we certainly desire.